from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Station. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. And Moneybags had a big night last night. Remember, 1-5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And also, your chance is coming up in this segment. So stay tuned. When I call for the number, I have not called for it yet, so don't start to dial it. When I call for it, that is when you should get on the horn. Call in 713-572-4610 and Tyler will get the winner. I will call out a number and then Tyler, who if you're on the stream is now working. So if you're on YouTube and Twitch, you're looking at a bobblehead of old Tyler.
It's the guy you're going to talk to when you call in
right there.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
You will have a chance to win those tickets. Speaking of money bags, had a pretty good night. Only thing he didn't hit was the lock. So you got a return lock tonight.
I do. I have a lock for this Astros-Tampa Bay game. Got many plays, obviously. I got a full slate of bets.
I bet you do.
Looking to have a second big night in a row. A lot of green coming into your dude's pockets over here last night, boys. Got a lot richer last night, but tonight's lock...
Richer.
A lot more rich. Tonight's lock is going to be Alex Bregman over 1.5 total bases. Lock it in. Win you some money. Let's go. Anybody want to ride with me?
Lock it in. I'm sure there are going to be people riding with you. You riding with him? You going to ride the lock again?
Right. Is Braggy being ridiculous?
He's 1-for-3 in his locks recently. I'm out on the lock. I want to know the rest of them.
Let's hear him. Let's hear the rest of them. Tyler, he wants to hear the rest of
them. I got Yusei Kikuchi over 16.5 pitching outs. Kikuchi over 7.5 strikeouts. Astros over 4.5 runs. Altuve over 1.5 total bases. And if you want one not Astros related, the Cleveland Guardians money line.
Which one do you like, Bub?
To me, if I were to make, I don't love any of them. That Kikuchi strikeouts, I know he's done. He's been getting a lot of swing and miss lately.
I love Kikuchi.
We do too. That's high over 7.5. Got to get to 8. The Altuve one to me, like I feel like he's probably more potentially due to get going.
Really, really happy.
I can see him getting multiple hits tonight. So I that probably of the ones I like the most. I don't think there's a real lock in there though.
There is. I just told you it's Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
I know it. You told us yesterday's lock too. But I like there's a couple in there. Like that one day when it was somebody had 6 strikeouts, that was a lock. 5.5 strikeouts, that was a lock.
Yeah.
I don't know. This will be a big night for you, of trying to pull it off. Someone said Tyler text me on the side. I got $100 on that bet.
hey, how'd y'all like that prop I threw some money at the Yiner bomb last night?
I said that yesterday. I said that earlier. Ooh. You nailed that one.
Those
that
high odd ones be a good are night. Fun.
That was that. What you had the total bases on Bregman yesterday. Hit the homer right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
And then that came early in the game too with Yiner. So good for you.
Money.
All right, tonight is Kikuchi Day, and he has been everything that Dana Brown could have dreamed of in his first 2 starts. He has looked like a completely different pitcher than he has with the Tampa Bay Rays. With the Toronto Blue Jays.
Marriage material.
Something. Yeah, they may be thinking about bringing him back in. But this will be his 3rd start. He's probably seen the Rays a lot being in the AL East in Tampa over the last couple of years. We'll see if he can continue this thing. Tyler is is leaning big on the strikeouts. That's the one thing. I wonder if he can continue that. It's looked pretty easy the way he racks up swings and misses. And that part was the big thing. That was the big thing about bringing him in, where you looked at it and you're like, man, these numbers look iffy except for that.
Yeah, still that, got locking
and,
him, baby.
And that has really carried over. It'll be interesting to see if that's something that he can continue to do consistently, is just get a ton of swings and misses.
Yeah, I mean, it looks effortless, Ron.
No, it does.
I mean, he is, like I said, hell, when he strikes some people out, his ass is 2-3 steps back towards the dugout when it's the last out of the inning before that guy ever realizes he struck out. So it's convincing. What did Fromber have last night? How many strikeouts did he have?
Niner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've been on a strikeout roll here. Like I said, he had nine. Hunter had
nine. I think I want to jump on the Kikuchi with you.
Oh, boy. I knew you would.
The bet, Tyler.
So you want to become Eskimo
Brothers. The bet, Tyler.
I knew you was going to jump all over that.
I've been in an igloo before. It's all good.
I go first. I'm gonna jump on that Kikuchi with you.
We could also go Spirit of the Olympics and just Eiffel Tower this thing.
No. I'm going first, and I want 100 on Kikuchi.
All right, bro. I got you. Let's get in on this Kikuchi together. It'll bring us closer.
No, we're not doing it together.
I mean you all I don't know are, how we're are not. Together. I mean, if are, we're both going to be
same,
on
the same bit.
On this same Kikuchi.
If he wins, you win together.
I'm comfortable.
If he loses, you lose together.
I'm comfortable with it. Let's go.
I know you are.
We're both risking it all for the Kikuchi.
By the way, the lineup that's behind Yusei, Altuve leading off, playing second. Bregman batting second, playing third. Alvarez is the DH tonight. Those two trying to remain hot. We've talked about it. Yiner Diaz, if you're just jumping in, he is playing first base for the first time all season on August 13th. Pena at shortstop. Caratini is in at catcher. Myers is the center fielder. Dubon in right field. And McCormick is in left tonight. So that is the lineup behind Yusei. So it'll be a big night. See if they can get to seven straight. They picked up a half a game on the Mariners with the Mariners being off. See if they can add more to that, as the Mariners have the Tigers coming up in a series. They'll start tonight. So, big one. Big one for the Astros with Mr. Kikuchi.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is the time. Caller number for you, Jalen Petrie. Caller number five. In honor of Jalen Petrie, 713-572-4610, caller number five will win a pair of front row bullpen tickets right there on the front row for Saturday's game against the Giants in the bullpen. Front row seats right there. You'll have a chance, as Tyler will take care of you right now. Caller number five, 713-572-4610. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets, front row. And as Clint said, this is the game you want to get to. This is the game where it seems like the offense, not just the offense, but the starters, one, it looks like we're seeing more of them get healthy. And two, the last game of the season, the last preseason game, maybe we won't see as much action with those guys, but you might want to get in now.
Well, it just seems like D'Amico Ryans is taking the approach this week of this is our dry run. This is the week that we're going to make everything down to the when you eat, when you meet, when we practice, no matter the heat, it doesn't matter. This is going to be a dry run of a game week, regular season game week. Let's approach it that way. Today's practice was long. Today's practice was at 11:30. It just seems like this is the week where they're gonna make it like game week. And so if that's the case, I got to believe that this is the week where the starters are going to play a significant amount. It's the Giants coming in here who appear to be as dysfunctional as they were a year ago. Now they just don't have Saquon Barkley. And you got to believe that the Texans are going to perform well against that.
Yeah. So get in here. Get in here. Hang. Get yourself a chance to win. Tyler will take care of you. And Ticket Tuesday is back. We'll be doing this on home games. And congratulations to the winner at 7:30, the winner at noon, and whoever Tyler is able to get going right now. By the way, Clint, some tough news for one of the promising rookie quarterbacks, Clint. Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will undergo knee surgery, torn meniscus, so he is going to miss some time. And this is a how can I say it? Boy, Sam Darnold, this was something. Sam Darnold, I don't know, he didn't wish for it, but boy, this helped him, because J.J. McCarthy, Clint, his first game, 2 touchdowns. He did have a pick in there, but he threw for over 200 yards, I believe, in that game. I'm sorry, 188, almost 200 yards, rushed for 18 yards as well. He may have been hunting for a job week one had this thing continued, and now he's going to miss some time, and Sam Darnold will probably be the starter week one. But I think he had a chance.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt he had a chance, man. And look, this is a guy that I wasn't as high on him in the draft. I thought for sure that it would take time, and I didn't know that he was ready to bounce to the NFL, even though he did have a championship year. Let's be honest. I mean, there was times when
they were a run first.
And now late in the season when he was called on to throw it, he threw it well. But I figured it would take a little bit more time. It looked like in that small sample size of a preseason game that he played as well as, if not better, than any other rookie quarterback out there. I know statistically he did, but if you look at it, there's a couple of the guys that played really well, and I hadn't studied the film. But nonetheless, it's unfortunate because, again, Sam was probably going to be the guy out of the gate unless he was able to come out. J.J. McCarthy was able to come out and just be gangbusters from jump, and it looked like he had a good start on that. And so it's unfortunate. I hate to see that happen.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I was surprised that he got out the gates that quickly and that he looked that good immediately. I thought of all the quarterbacks, him and May in New England, I thought they were going to have more of the learning curve, and you would think, boy, if they could get a year sit down watching, it'd be good for them. But I think we shouldn't be surprised, Clint, but because Kevin O'Connell is clearly a really, really good coach, especially when it comes to getting quarterbacks ready. If you remember all the guys they had injured throughout, not just injured, but guys that just had just jump on. What was it? Josh Dobbs came in and won about 2 or 3 games for him, it seemed like. As soon as he got there and was there for 15 minutes, they had multiple quarterbacks last year that he at least had ready and looking like they could compete and help them give a chance to win. So he definitely went to the right type of coach that appears has really helped.
Former quarterback, I mean, you know, just comes out of the right system and happens to be quarterback friendly. It's surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that'll be the latest. We'll see how long he is out with a torn meniscus, probably several weeks, I would think. And who's our winner? You got our winner?
Yes, we have a winner of 2 front row Texans tickets in the bullpen. That is our guy, Jonas. Listens every day, said he loves the show, wanted to pass along his love to you fellas.
Well, congratulations, Jonas. I'm glad that we could be a small part of you hopefully having a good time with somebody.
Have you a weekend, man.
Why not, man?
The top-ranked show in the city.
Who's you think he's taking?
I don't know. I didn't talk to Jonas. I didn't get a good feel for him. Tyler, what do you think?
Probably a lady. Sounded like he had some games, so I'm guessing he's going to take a lady. He sounded smooth with it.
Boy, I'm disappointed in y'all's two taking the lady to the football game. I mean, I think unless it's a real.
This would be an easier one for me to do as preseason, and I just guess you're not as much focus. But not a regular season game. I'm good. Can't do it, man.
Can win with them.
Not like a date. Now, my wife now, yeah. We got it.
It's a different deal.
Yeah, it's different. On a date, no.
Tyler's taking dates to College Station.
I'll take dates wherever they want me to take them.
Kyle Field, though.
Did you imagine what I'm saying?
Yeah, you think Tyler, hey, let's go on a date.
No,
let's go A&M Notre Dame.
He'll foot the bill in College Station.
He want to see her afterwards.
Oh, money's not a problem.
You don't want to go
in order to have a shot at midnight. Yeah, he's got Northgate and football.
He's going to do Northgate, but Tyler is not going to want her to sit there. Notre Dame, A&M. You going to go on a first date with a young lady to Notre Dame A&M?
No.
No.
No, not happening.
Meet her up later.
Not happening.
And he's only going to meet her up later if they win.
It depends on what she looks like.
I don't think it does.
Well, that's always going to be a huge factor.
I don't think it does. I think A&M football clearly takes the cake.
You'd take Joy Taylor to a game, to that game.
Oh, that heartbeat.
Well, we're not you're not being fair. That's not, we're not. At that point, hell, he wouldn't even go watch the game if it meant he could.
That is one tall drink
of
water.
If Joy just said, hell, man, let's skip this game. You're not being fair.
I think it's very
You're talking
fair.
About dreams right there.
I dream of joy.
I dream of joy.
Not genie, baby.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a little college football as Michigan is coming off of their national championship, and they have their pretend. Jim Harbaugh, if you remember last week, he told us he didn't do anything. But then got a four-year show cause, and Sharon Moore, the new head coach, his assistant last year, who stepped in for him when he was suspended multiple times, he is going to get some sort of penalty as well. That's not been announced, but he was supposed to be the honorary captain for the opener for the Wolverines, and Sharon Moore has since then said, yeah. Yeah, Jim. No, we ain't gonna do it. We ain't gonna have you out there. I thought for sure Jim would shove it. Try to shove it right up their tails, and say, "Yeah, y'all may give me a 4-year show cause where I can't coach in college football, but I'm gonna come out here as a captain. I'm gonna come out here. I'm surprised Jim didn't just say no. Damn that, I'm coming."
Well, this is interesting, I haven't heard the conversations on TV about it yet. So if it's already been mentioned, then my bad. But like, I wonder if this is just a simple Michigan decision that, hey, with that news, it just ain't a real good idea, or did Sharon Moore, did he say, you know what, to hell with this dude, man?
He loves Jim.
Well, yeah.
The way he cried his ass off.
Jim could have very easily said, Jim could take that bullet and take all the heat off of him. Jim could take that bullet and take all the heat off of everybody other than
the guy. No, Jim ain't doing that. Jim said, no.
Right. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Cheat or steal.
He's going to sit there and say, I didn't have nothing to do with it. Guess what? That puts it on one person's plate. Sharon Moore, first time head coach. Is he on the defense side of the ball? No, he's offensive, right?
He's offensive coach.
So at least he's got to decide, does he want to eat it or does he want to push it on to his defense coordinator?
Sharon may miss that game too.
Well, defense coordinator's gone too, isn't it? Last year was McDonald, wasn't it? Before he took the Seattle job?
Oh. No, I think he was with the Ravens. McDonald was with the Ravens.
Oh, had he already gone back to the Ravens?
Yeah, he went to the Ravens. Yeah, I don't think Sharon did this and said. I believe if Jim wanted to go, I think he could get them to let him go. I hope Michigan just stepped in and said, "Nah, man, we can't do this thing. You can't be an honorary captain." I'm blown away. Like, with all of this, are they not going to vacate that championship? Are they going to vacate any of those wins? Are they not going to do, like, all of this?
I haven't followed it, man. I have no idea.
The head coach had multiple suspensions in the season last year. He just got a show cause where he can't do anything for 4 years.
Right.
The assistant, now a new head coach, has level 2 violation.
You'd think there'd be grounds for at least a discussion.
Nothing's going to happen. Like I said, I bet Chris Webber and Juwan Howard and Jalen Rose and Jimmy King and Ray Turner sitting there saying, damn, y'all took them damn banners, the Final Four banners away from us. I mean, I just got to believe when you get hit with 4 or 5 violations in 1 year and you won a national championship, maybe there's some wins that need to be vacated around that thing. All right. I think most people are picking the Houston Texans to win the AFC South. My man Tyler is really feeling bullish about it. How many games you sense that they win this thing by? Do you think the Texans run away with this, or do you think this is a tight race? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Like, this team in Houston was supposed to be crap.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Congratulations to all our winners. 7 a.m. 12 o'clock noon on In the Loop, and then our latest. Have a good time. My man, he got with us. I like this better. He said, thank you for these tickets. My baby boy is going to love this. That's better.
That's cool.
Taking the we could take that. Taking the son. Taking his baby boy to the game.
That's the way to go, man. Make them memories, baby. Make them memories.
Oh, yeah, man. That's,
I don't remember. You know, I don't remember a whole hell of a lot from my like early childhood. I remember the Astro Buddy days. Like I remember being on the field with the players. I remember watching Dan, not watching Dan, but being in the stands with Dan Pastorini about six seats down, watching the Oilers. But I didn't get to do that stuff growing up. So I had an uncle that took me to an Oilers game twice, went to two Oilers games. And I vividly remember Dan Pastorini being down the way there. And then Mom would come to Astros games every now and then. Mom got us into the Astro Buddy thing. I vividly remember that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You don't forget that.
I mean,
that.
You don't – these kind of deals, especially sitting on the front row, man, ain't going to be nobody to obstruct young little fella's view of the game and of the cheerleaders and, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's going to be great.
And then Tyler had season tickets, so he's just there all the time.
Oh, yeah. He drove a yellow Hummer in here from the age 16. Season tickets, yellow Hummer, parked in the blue light.
Didn't go to a professional football game until I was – probably 27, 28.
You are lying.
Nope.
Tyler.
No, Mom and Dad took us to a whole lot of Astros games growing up, and I went to a good amount of Rockets games. Never went to a football game.
So you never went to the Astrodome as a football? Have you ever been to the Astrodome?
I went to the Astrodome and saw some Astros games. But
that's
I didn't
what I was say. But you never went as a football.
Nope.
As it being a football stadium. Wow. Really?
First game I ever went to, Ryan Fitzpatrick was the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
27.
He threw five or six touchdown passes, one of which to J.J. Watt, who also had a forced fumble recovery that game.
You hadn't been to, that is a shocker to me, Glenn.
Yeah.
That you didn't go to a football game all of your years, like after college.
Yeah.
Wow. Shoot, man, we may not have food to eat, but we was gonna go to that cheesecake.
I didn't always have these deep pockets, son.
You didn't always.
I only went to two Oilers games. I had an uncle that had them tickets and took me two Oilers games before I played in the league. The only college or pro game I'd ever been to.
I have some old Oilers ticket stubs. Pretty cool little keepsakes.
We did that thing. We went to a road game every year to see the Chiefs play and then went to the games there. Just after almost sending me when Willie Jones started getting after them Chiefs cheerleaders. Her boyfriend, I ran off. That was some of my best work when I ran Willie Jones off.
The showman.
He was hard too. Took me about 6 months, but I ran his ass off. All right, man. I'm shocked by that. I'm inspired though from Tyler yesterday, and I'm curious from the people out there because I believe myself that the Houston Texans have the best team, and if they played an equal schedule, I would pick the Texans to win, and I'd say about one or two games, I'd probably pick the Texans. Probably two games. I'll give them two games.
Yes!
I'd pick the Texans to win the division, but it's not even. And they've got some tougher games and some tougher matchups than the Colts and the Jags. Now, I don't think the Titans are ready to jump up in this thing, but I think the Colts and the Jags, like to me, I would not be surprised at all if any of the three of those teams, Texans, Jags, and Colts, won the division.
Bring on the Jaguars!
But like when Tyler said, basically, I mean, Tyler said 3 to 5 games. So, but Tyler felt like they'll win the division comfortably. I wonder how many people are in that space thinking that they're going to just run away with the AFC South. I can't get there at this point. As I said, I don't even know if I'm ready to make the decision who I would pick to win the division because I think the schedule kind of makes up for it in a way with the Colts, making them more viable, and I think with the Texans potentially dropping them down. So I'm curious how they see this division going, how many people think they're going to run away with this thing the way that Tyler seems to think.
Look, I bet there's more folks on where Tyler's at than not. I think it's going to be a tight race. I think it's going to be very similar to what it was last year. Hopefully, it's not literally down to the last play. That would I would appreciate that. But
We don't like that.
I think this thing's going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight. No, the days of this division being the laughing stock of the AFC, the laughing stock of the NFL, I think those days are over. I think every team is trending in the right direction. Obviously, the Titans have further to go, but I think they're trending in the right direction. And I think it's going to be a tough ass division. So I got them winning 9 or 10 games and winning the division, but it's going to be tough.
Yes, I lean towards kind of what my belief is. Boy, you got the best coach and the best quarterback. Like that to me makes up a lot. And I do think the Texans have the best coach and the best quarterback in this division. The thing that just that gets me is, one, I'm with you. I think it's going to be tight. But the other part is, like, I just don't have a reference point or understanding of how they are going to roll through with just some of the gauntlet spots they have in their schedule. And especially if they run into a game that they should lose, if that happens, because teams are going to look at them differently and think, all right, man, we're going to make a name for ourselves playing against C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So that's just what holds me off into not knowing how they're going to what their makeup is to navigate through, like, hey, man, in a 4 to 3 day period, you got the damn Dolphins, Ravens, and Chiefs. And, like, that's the second part of the gauntlet late in the year. Someone text in, I think they go 10-7 and that wins the division. Yeah, and someone says, I think the division will depend on how healthy AR-15 is and how he plays.
I agree with that, too. That will have a – I would imagine that would have a pretty
good – Trevor, too. I mean, I think Trevor's health probably played a pretty good role in the division last year.
Yeah.
With him missing games and having some issues. So,
these are really good problems to have. I mean, I this is what you want. You want to play a first place schedule. You want to play the best of the best throughout the season. But the reality of it is – until you are established, and I think the Texans have established that they've arrived. I think they've arrived. I don't know that we don't know really how all these pieces, all these win now moves that they made, how they're going to work out. They look good to this point, but we don't really know how they're going to work out until you become one of those teams that just year in, year out, you've got your core. You know it's going to you're going to win 10, 11, 12 games.
You know how to navigate through.
Yeah, you know how to navigate a first place schedule. I mean, until you have that, man, I think it's risky. Not crazy, Tyler. I think it's risky to be that high on them.
I am really – Tyler, how many games do you think they're going to win this year?
13. It's my lucky number, by the way.
13.
That would be big, wouldn't it?
13-4.
13, I think – I'd be hard-pressed to not think that CJ is the MVP front runner, if that is the case.
You win 13 games, CJ will be the MVP front runner.
God bless, brother.
Oh, man, you'll have two, if not three, Pro Bowlers on the offensive line, two, if not three, Pro Bowlers at the wide receiver position, and you will be a Super Bowl Super Bowl favorite.
You guys are haters, 14-3.
Ow.
First place.
Well, I hope you're right.
Number one seed in the AFC.
I hope that's right. Other than me being a hater, I know that's wrong. But I hope your 14 win season is right.
Show, it's Ron. You have the right idea. There's absolutely no way the Texans run away with this division, especially with Anthony Richardson and a first place schedule.
Is that my boy Ron?
Yeah. That's just my thing. I don't want to say there's no way, because I do think they have the best team. I guess they're not, as you said, proven enough to know exactly how they're going to be able to handle this. Because that is, I mean, that they got some tough roads for still a young team, especially a young team playing together right now, even with the added veterans. All right. Coming up, little Framber X. You ready for Framber? You ready into believing that the real Framber, the real Cy Young version of Framber is back? And Andre Ware had some some interesting things to say about this run game, and hopefully what he's saying is starting to come true. We'll discuss.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive on a Texans Ticket Tuesday as they all out. But stay tuned with us all season long when the Texans play a home game that week on that Tuesday. You'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans game. Today's tickets were front row seats in the bullpen, so we're doing it right. Doing it right. Gave away three pair today on Sports Radio 610 on all three shows. By the way, as someone texted in, what the hell is up with all this Richardson fear? He can't hit the ocean from the beach. LOL, y'all tripping.
He didn't need to last year. He's up 14-0 before there were 7 minutes gone in the game, wasn't he? I
believe so.
I don't know.
He hit a couple of oceans. I think he was 6 of 10.
He did enough in about 7 minutes last year to beat the Texans in week one. Or was it week two?
Week two.
First home game, right?
Yeah, he's the...
No, Baltimore's
home. He was the first. Baltimore's on the road.
Okay.
It's just he's the one to the texter that just his talent is crazy. Like you could argue up there in the Josh Allen level with everything that he is able to do athletically and with his arm. And as to the point Clint made is you saw last year he didn't even have it together. And you could see
didn't need it to broadside the success. Of the
ball. Like even week one he was kind of filling it out and had his moments. And then week two before the injury, the concussion, he had his moments. So I just think his upside with what he can do paired with the coach who we've seen do what he's been able to do with somebody with that skill set. Jalen Hurts would have been the MVP had he not gotten injured and missed like the last three games of the season. He would have been the MVP a couple of years ago, and Shane Steichen was the guy that was rolling with that. So it's not even a fear. It's just a like, yo, man, that they're going to be right there. I mean, I don't think the Texans or Texans fans should fear anybody.
Let's just have a conversation about good football, right? I mean, at the end of the day, look, Anthony Richardson may end up being a flop. I have no idea, but based on the little bit that we saw last year, it was really promising. I personally don't believe that there were accuracy issues in college because I don't think anybody in Florida knew what the hell they were doing, including him. I think it was just a bad situation. Shane Steichen, you mentioned, I think that you hit the nail on the head there, Ron. Shane Steichen is proven, and look, I love Jalen Hurts, but when it comes to being like an elite passer of the football, you know, he has never been that guy. I mean, he was never a supernatural thrower of the football. I mean, ultimately was the reason that he was benched at Alabama. He goes to Oklahoma and improves drastically. Worked with Dan Enos, worked with Quincy Avery, ended up going to Oklahoma. And I think at Oklahoma, it was more of a mindset thing where it was just, hey, man, if you make a mistake, who cares? We're going to come back. We're going to throw this thing a ton of times anyway. Who gives a rip? Just play football. You know what I mean? Loose and play football. And he benefited from his legs. So he got better there. Then when he jumped to the league, he's with Shane Steichen and ultimately lands with Shane Steichen in Philly, and they play to his strengths, and he's a good enough passer of the football to go out and, like you said, be a favorite and MVP for about 13 weeks and have his team as a Super Bowl appearance. So again, I'm not knocking Jay, but I'm just saying Shane Steichen has taken I would say an average arm with an elite skill set and rode it to the Super Bowl. I mean, Anthony Richardson is I would say, a probably a better athlete than Jalen Hurts, and from a speed perspective, twitch perspective, and the arm is from a strength perspective, is on another planet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no fear to it. It's just the reality of it is, I mean, man, if Anthony Richardson works out, let's just say him and Shane Steichen, the head coach play call, let's just say it's a good match. I'm not saying he plays at an all-pro level, but it's just a good match. They're going to be a tough football team to beat. If they just use his legs effectively, he is a big dude that's got that can really run. He's got the speed to get turn the corner, and he's got the body to run inside. His problem was getting pushed out of bounds and bouncing his head off the turf. It wasn't the physicality of running inside.
Him, Shane Steichen, Jonathan Taylor, and some of the weapons they have around there.
Yeah, there's a real chance they'd be a problem.
They could be a problem. And their defensive line up front, they could be an issue. As I said, I still think the Texans are the better football team, but their schedule is also third place. Like, they get the Broncos as you get – or they get maybe the Raiders. The Raiders or the Broncos as you get the Chiefs, right? They get the Giants when you get the Cowboys, right? So that's a big shift. And if you remember last year's division, you know, you played the Cardinals and the Broncos, and the Jags played the Chiefs and the 49ers, the teams that played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it gets a little hairy there.
And lost both of those games at home and lost the division by one. So, I mean, it gets a little crazy there. Real quick, coming up behind us, Texans All Access running back Cam Akers, who Clint said yesterday, hey, man, he's deserved to play some first-half football. He's going to join the show. As well as my high school alumnus.
Come on, man,
Big Khalil Davis, baby,
Big Khalil,
KD. He'll be. I just did that. He'll be on the show as well. And then Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. They'll have the post game show as the Astros and Rays are going to get started here coming up. They'll have the post game show for you there. So live and local. Until 11 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. I do have to say before we get out of here, Clint, with the Texans, I know you're out at camp today. Jalen Petrie is somebody had himself a day. Jalen Petrie is somebody I know here on this show. And I think a lot of people have the wonders and the questions about him. And that is he going to be able to play that position well enough? Is he going to be able to cover well enough? I know today you were really impressed. Maybe the most impressed you've been with Jalen Petrie and what you're looking for. We know Jalen Petrie can play around the line of scrimmage, the blitz packages, him get to the quarterback, make plays. But for him to do that, he's got to be able to cover really good receivers. And I know today was the biggest day for you.
Well, he's going to be the biggest challenge for Jalen Petrie playing this nickel position is going to be, can he cover? And the biggest challenge is going to be trying to cover every day in training camp and at practice. When you're fighting for a position, you're having to cover Nico Collins, Tank Dell, and Diggs, and you're having to do that probably back to back. And today was one of those days. And while we're at a little bit of a distance, and so I didn't see every single one of these plays like extremely clear. I can't break them down to a T, but I know I saw him. He was in the hip pocket of all three of those guys. Tank Dell ran an out route. He stayed in the hip pocket the whole time. There to be completely fair, there was a flag thrown. I don't know how obvious the pass interference was or wasn't, but Jalen Petrie was right there in his hip pocket. You come back about 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, he's got Diggs in the slot, and Diggs runs a little crossing route, and he's right there. The throw was low. It's not like – I'm not saying that Jalen Petrie made a big play, but he was right there in his hip pocket and made it. If anything was off, if there was any bobble or any accuracy issue, the ball was going to be incomplete. He was right there in Diggs' hip pocket. And then I look up a couple minutes later, and the offense is going away from us, and he's covering Nico Collins on some kind of slot or a cut split go route. And he forced him to the sideline, forced the throw to be wide, and ultimately it was an incomplete. So I don't know how great necessarily the plays were. I don't know who's getting a PBU. I don't know if if it was a PI or if the ball was thrown out of bounds. But just watching, he is getting reps covering the best receivers that the Texans can throw at him. And he is in their hip pocket, man. And I watch all that, and the whole time he is walking around with the confidence that you want to see, the swagger that you want to see. If he's not having a hell of a camp, I can't tell. You know what I mean? It looks like a guy
he's got
confidence and his
swag.
He's going to need it. He's going to get tested.
Yeah, he's going to get beat.
It is growing by the day, Ron, and it's growing by the day while he's covering some of the best the NFL has to offer. And so, I mean, I don't know what's going to come of it, but today was a day where wherever the ball was, Jalen Petrie was right there. And the offense wasn't winning those reps. So I feel really good about Jalen Petrie at that nickel position.
And really good. I do think the guys around him working with him, because Steph Diggs has lived in the slot a lot in his years, and you can see how Steph Diggs works. Clint, I'm certain that there are, routes being run, but I wouldn't be surprised if Steph and Jalen Petrie haven't sat down together and said, all right, this is what I'm trying to do to you.
Yep.
This is what a guy in a slot's going to try to do to you. This is what such and such are going to try to get you leaned or whatever. And, like, he's getting really good, not only reps against guys he's going to run, because they may put a bigger guy like Nico in on you in the slot. They may put a smaller, quicker guy like Tank, and they may put a guy like Stephon Diggs is in the middle. But he is getting reps against all of them, and I'm certain this is a group that wants to help each other, and he is probably getting help from these guys. So he is being put in the best situation possible to get what he needs. And as I've said throughout the day, again, he's not expecting to be great as a cover guy. That's not what the expectation is.
Yeah.
He just has to be – he has to play at a pace well enough to be able to stay on the field.
Yeah, it's a great point. He doesn't have to be Deion Sanders out there. I mean, just play with instincts. Be where you're supposed to be. We've heard DeMeco Ryans talk about that multiple times. The difference in playing safety and playing nickel defender, right, is when you're playing safety and you're put in a position where you do have to cover – you typically don't have a lot of deep help. It's probably man. You may have a deep safety, but you don't necessarily have help anywhere the receiver goes. A lot of the times when you're playing nickel defender, if you're playing man, you've got a middle safety, so you can funnel that guy to the middle. You can play heavy outside. You can funnel him to the middle. If you're playing on zone, which DeMeco's obviously going to play, I would say, a significant amount of zone with him at nickel and with Kamari Lassiter at corner, I would say there's going to be and with the ability to rush the passer with just your front four, there's no reason for DeMeco to take a whole hell of a lot of risk until the game dictates that. Yeah. I would imagine the plan is to be – so even if you're playing two or you're playing three, you have help inside out. You have linebacker help underneath. You can play with instincts, play with smarts, know where your help is, and not have to worry about always getting beat deep. Whereas if you're a safety coming out of center field or coming off the hash to play man – you may have a free safety in the middle, but you could still get beat with that slot fade everybody's running right now. You still don't have help a lot of places because it's probably some level of man. So there's a big difference in what he's doing now, and it just seems like he is excelling. And if you listen to the head coach speak, you listen to him speak, you watch him peacock around the field, you watch him being in the hip pocket of every damn receiver out there, I think I feel really good about where he's at, man. Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see as this continues to roll. That's a big question if he can be able to play that position well enough. He certainly appears to be off to a good start. Coming up again behind us, Texans All Access, Cam Akers, Khalil Davis will be on the show with the fellas at Area 45 with Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Byron on the ones and twos holding that thing down tonight, live and local till 11 o'clock. All right, Clint. Great job as always. Tyler, great job as always as well. And I am Ron Hughley as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
You're scared to be out.
Who said they're scared?
Everybody's scared. I just don't.
When Ron said he didn't go to practice
over the hot ass sun in H-Town.
But that don't mean he's scared.
Yeah, I mean, scared and soft. Yeah, scared of the heat. How else you define that?
I would call it smart.
How else you define that?
We can't all be as big a man as Clint Sterner.
You know what Dick was doing?
What was he doing?
Cleaning up yard work. Cleaning up yard. That's what he sounds like. That's what he sounded like. 86 years old.
He's whippersnappers or
picking up his own logs and limbs and burning them in a fire. It was even hotter.
Those damn millennials.
Richard.
No, baby, the drive is in air conditioning. Maybe you just sweated your shirt out, but the drive, this part of the drive.
Hey, bartender! From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.